Meantime, Ahab, holding the letter, muttered, "Mr. Harry's, yes, Mr. Harry, a woman's pinny hand, the man's wife, I'll wager. Aye, Mr. Harry Macy, ship Jeroboam. Why, it's Macy, and he's dead."
"Poor fellow, poor fellow, and from his wife," sighed Mayhew. "But let me have it."
"Nay, keep it thyself," cried Gabriel to Ahab. "Thou art soon going that way." "Curses throttle thee," yelled Ahab. "Captain Mayhew, stand by now to receive it."
And taking the fatal missive from Starbuck's hands, he caught it in the slit of the pole, and reached it over towards the boat. But as he did so, the oarsman expectantly desisted from rowing. The boat drifted a little towards the ship's stern, so that, as if by magic, the letter suddenly ranged along with Gabriel's eager hand. He clutched it in an instant, seized the boat knife, and, impaling the letter on it, sent it thus loaded back into the ship. It fell at Ahab's feet. Then Gabriel shrieked out to his comrades to give way with their oars, and in that manner the mutinous boat rapidly shot away from the Pequod. As, after this interlude, the seamen resumed their work upon the jacket of the whale, many strange things were hinted in reference to this wild affair.